Last month, it was announced that Fayetteville's historic city hospital would cease operations. It closes today. The geriatric and rehab center, leased by Washington Regional Medical Systems, was in the midst of celebrating its centennial year. As Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich reports, although the closure seemed sudden, it had been planned.
Anyone who's native to or lived in Northwest Arkansas for any duration has a memory about Fayetteville City Hospital. Constructed in 1912 on land donated by the affluent Stone family, it served as a general regional hospital and later a skilled nursing and rehabilitation center. Washington Regional Medical Center leased and began to operate City Hospital in 1991, but it announced on July 19th that Fayetteville City Hospital would close after 100 years. The halls of City Hospital are stone quiet this afternoon. Most of the staff are gone, with only two patients out of 67 remaining. Within days of the announced closure, Administrator Jane Nemitz had met with all the families to do assessments and release medical records for patient transfer.
We explained to them that we were going to be closing. I had handouts for them in terms of information regarding all the area nursing homes in Northwest Arkansas.
But no other nursing home in the region operates quite like City Hospital. For over a decade, staff have used what's called the Eden model of elder care, catering to special needs and routines of residents, many of them on Medicare, in effect deinstitutionalizing long-term care.
You also work with consistent staffing, so you have the same people working with the same residents all the time, so they really get to know them.
But while the hospital award-winning skilled caregiving is state-of-the-art, the aging facility is not. Inspections by the Arkansas Department of Health and Human Services, Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, dating back 2 years, found numerous problems. And while all of them are minor, says WRMC Vice President of Logistics Jack Morris, any infraction is immediately addressed.
Well, all nursing homes on an ongoing basis struggle with very rigorous regulations. If you, Washington Regional through Fayetteville City Hospital has provided an above average level of care, and at least that's what our ratings reflect, the quality of care to be here at this facility.
The hospital itself traces back to 1906, when the Stone family donated land in trust to the city of Fayetteville to build one. And by deed, if the hospital was ever deemed obsolete, proceeds from the sale of the land were to be used to build a new replacement hospital. But there was a hitch. A new 400-bed Washington Regional Hospital adjacent to the VA Center was constructed in 1950 after Fayetteville City Council decided that City Hospital could no longer accommodate. New hospitals were also being built in Eureka Springs, Siloam Springs, and Rogers. Still, City Hospital remained open.
My mother was actually a resident in Fayetteville City Hospital for about 3 years. She died there, in fact, at the age of 100.
Ethel Simpson is archivist emeritus at U of A Libraries, and because of her mom's stay at City Hospital, it holds a special place in her heart.
In 1912, it was the only hospital between Joplin and Fort Smith. In 1915, they had the first laboratory in this area, and they had the first nursing school. A little bit later. In 1953, they added a school for practical nurses. And in 1964, the name was changed to Fayetteville City Hospital and Geriatric Center. It was one of the first geriatric centers in the state, and it was the first in northern Arkansas that was under hospital management. Because it was small, it was able to give a very high degree of personal care.
After the closure was announced, rumors began to circulate that the City of Fayetteville, as trustee of City Hospital property, had swapped the land to build a highway roundabout on WRMC land near I-540. Fayetteville City Attorney Kit Williams says that's not true. He said he was first approached in late 2010 by WRM Systems to discuss securing ownership of the old hospital.
And to do that, they had to have two things. One was they had to be officially designated by the City Hospital Board of Directors and the City Council as being the replacement City Hospital. That's pursuant to the deed that the Stones had given to us in 1909. Because the deed said that future sale of the property of the City Hospital, if it has been relocated, but continue to require that all proceeds be devoted exclusively, and that's in quotes from the deed, for the new City Hospital. So that obviously the Stones realized way back in 1909 that eventually the hospital would probably become obsolete.
That freed the city to deed Washington Regional, the 2.8-acre City Hospital property. And Washington Regional voluntarily deeded the city more than an acre of land to turn a four-way stop into a roundabout to ease traffic to and from the medical center.
They did not, you know, they could have required us to pay money. It would have cost us about $200,000 for that acreage and moving their sign, but they agreed not to charge us, to dedicate to us, and that's what happened.
And to avoid any court challenges, Williams said, the city signed a quitclaim deed on Fayetteville City Hospital property, conveying all interests to Washington Regional and providing the city the first right of refusal if the property was sold. Tom Olmsted, general counsel for Washington Regional Medical Systems, said all things considered, negotiations went very smoothly.
Those discussions progressed well. I think the city had needs out at North Hills Medical Park that they needed to have fulfilled, and we were happy to donate, as you say, the land to them so that they could build the roundabout. And the city was very good to work with us to find a way to transfer ownership of the city hospital property to Washington Regional.
Bill Bradley, CEO of Washington Regional Medical System, says when they took over City Hospital more than 20 years ago, they not only assumed millions of dollars worth of debt, but the cost of keeping up with the deteriorating structure.
And we just concluded that to get the facility up to minimum standards, not really the standards that meet Washington Regional standards, would cost about $800,000 at a minimum. And that still wouldn't, that maybe would buy us just a little time, but not really solve the basic problem. And we have limited resources. Our priority is acute care hospital.
When asked if Washington Regional had any plans to build a new geriatric facility, Bill Bradley says the region has plenty of nursing homes to meet that demand. Supporting Fayetteville City Hospital all these years, providing wheelchairs, furnishings, and transportation, has been the hospital auxiliary, funded mostly through operations of a charitable thrift shop called The Attic, located in the basement of City Hospital. Patrons sort through racks of dresses while auxiliary volunteers sort in stock. Business as usual, although the charity's now in limbo.
I was born at City Hospital, and my mother died here.
Auxiliary President Loretta Simmons volunteers in The Attic every Friday. She said she was told last winter by a Washington Regional official that City Hospital was slated for closure, but not for several years.
Well, I knew that was the death of City Hospital. I knew it was going out of business. And we knew that there were things that needed to be done. We knew a new roof needed to be put on. If my roof goes out or has hail damage, I replace it in my home. This is home for other people, and it should have been maintained better. The administration here and the workers, the maintenance workers here, have done the best they could, the best job they could to keep this place in operation.
Loretta Simmons, a retired accountant and high school teacher, oversees the 80-member auxiliary, which has raised nearly $100,000 annually. And with $400,000 in assets, they plan to continue. But in what capacity, no one knows right now. The auxiliary was also preparing to celebrate City Hospital centennial this summer.
It was canceled by the administration because of the heating and cooling and the hot weather. I don't think that was the reason.
Instead, a quiet reception to honor staff and guest workers was held August 22nd. A month after the closure was announced, the new Fayetteville Public Library, located one block north of City Hospital, announced an interest in expanding, perhaps onto that property. And if things proceed, the library may get a really good deal. After all, it was Washington Regional Medical Center that generously sold the library the parcel on which it's currently standing at cost, just $200,000. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.